there are roads across the state that are in limbo because no one can agree who owns them. A drawn-out legal battle over disputed roads in Kaka'ako here on Oahu has taken a turn and has some questioning why it's taken so long to resolve. The agency that oversees development of the district moved a step closer to resolving a situation with the Kaka'ako Land Company. It sent a warning letter on July 10th that a bill signed into law requires them to fix the roads to city standards or stop charging for parking. We talked to Edward Los Baños, head of the Hawaii Community Development Authority, about where things stand.
The initial letter kind of asked for a response from the Kaka'ako Land Company. Having not received a response, you know, we're compiling our information on our side to substantiate the notice of violation. We had some issues where the address we sent it to, it kept coming back. Ultimately, we did send it and get it to the Kaka'ako Land Company through their attorney. So following that delay, and there was a 30-day response period, it was kind of why we're in November now, looking at a notice of violation, rather, you know, versus what the law was passed in May 1st and the original letter sent in July 10th.
Okay, but it essentially works out to a cease and desist, I guess.
Yes. You know, an option would be a cease and desist. If you look at the statute as it's worded right now, you know, one of the options or one of the things that triggers the statute is charging for use of the public right-of-way.
And they're doing that?
Yes. All indications as far as the reserve parking signs along the road would indicate as much. Well, the bottom line is we have a statute to enforce from the legislature.
One particularly vocal Kaka'ako businessman is frustrated it's taken so long for government to resolve this issue. Baba Mami of the car store on Kauai House Street.
Well, we had the resolution 2075 that was presented by Speaker Saiki and was signed by the governor on 1st of May 2018. HCDA is supposed to be the agency who go after these people, and they finally decided to send a citation to the Chan brothers and see if they can get them to either bring the streets to the same standard of the city and county or pull away. But they told me from the ACDA that it's going to take them about 3 to 4 weeks before they can come up with a citation. So we're waiting for that. All these years, we had many resolutions that they become law, signed by the governor. We have a condemnation, which is at the moment it's become a law and signed by the mayor, and none of them has been working. And we, as the residents, which we pay so much money as the property taxes, and the condition of the streets are terrible. Every time rain comes, we get all this pool of water in front of our businesses. Very difficult for our customers to come in. And nobody apparently really care, because they all say they care by passing all these laws. But who's gonna apply these laws? Because it's very simple. This 8th Street, which is in Kaka'ako, in the middle of multi-billion-dollar development, and in Kaka'ako. But you come and see the conditions. It's no man's land. And the condition are terrible. There's no sidewalks. There's so many people, they walk on the streets. They come by the bicycles. The cars are coming. The police has no right. Or police tell us they're not going to do any kind of citation on those streets. People park any way they want, double and triple. It is so frustrating. And we have done everything we can. I thought the law in this country, everybody's supposed to obey. If the governor signed a resolution, it has gone through the state house, it has gone through the state senate, and governor has signed it, why aren't they able to do anything? And that's what is the most frustrating thing.
A lawsuit filed by a handful of businesses against the Kaka'ako Land Company was to have gone to trial in October. It's now been pushed back to April.